This is the BBC.
Yes, indeed. It's the highly esteemed Gould Show! Everyone back to their own bed. Maestro, mood music.
Ladies and gentlepong, the goons, in direct conflict with the British Arts Council, present number 23 in their series of six, Crimes My Mother Taught Me. This week, for 1 month only, we give you...
Death in the Desert.
The lost gold mine was alleged to have been found by a hybrid lunatic French miner, André Chalot, who died without telling where it was. Rain on the coast, fog patches. Harry Seagoon follows in a few moments.
I knew where the lost gold mine was. You see, Chalot left behind a map. A map I happened to find in an ordinary tin of meatloaf salad, obtainable from all good grocers with the aid of money.
That was the vice of young and Eddie Seagoon, who even now is bound for the Americas with a treasure map in his ankle pocket.
I met Nellie Seagoon on board my ship, the SS Filthmuck. Registered at Lloyd's as a dustbin.
Yes, as it was a cattle boat, I disguised myself as a steer and traveled steerage.
Ahoy there, shipmate.
I turned to meet the owner of the voice.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Hercules Gritpipe Finn, captain of this noble ship.
I wondered why you wore three lifeboats. By the way, I'm Neddy Seagoon.
A terrible disease.
I'm on my way to America.
What a coincidence. So is the ship.
Really? I'm glad I came.
What are you doing during the voyage?
I'm stopping on board the ship.
Clever lad. Listen, tonight I'm having a small card party in my cabin.
I love playing with small cards.
Ahoy then, matey. See you at 17 and a half quarter bell.
Oh, first class. I do hope you like cricket.
So I said, who are you? And he said, Mother Brown, so I said, knees up.
Oh, really?
Oh, Neddy. Little Neddy. Come in, matey.
Thank you, matey.
Neddy, this is Count Moriarty, the famous French Morris dancer.
Oh, how do you do?
Ceci bon.
Father Kelly.
I put on.
And at what fancy, salut, holy.
Splendid, Neddy, splendid.
Who said Latin was a dead language?
Fred.
Who's Fred?
He's the man who said Latin was a dead language.
Please. Now, messieurs, what shall we play?
Pontoon, hit me a time. What do you say?
I say gin rummy, £10 a point.
Ooh. I'm sorry, I haven't much money on me.
Oh, don't worry. We'll take an IOU.
I haven't any IOUs either.
Well, then, bother. We'll lend you one.
Splendid. That's Fred.
Very well. Pomme de terre.
Chateau d'If.
Fred.
Who's Fred?
Don't you remember? He's the man who said Latin was a dead language.
Please, gentlemen, place your bets. Pick up your cards.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what kind of a hand I've got. Mm-hmm. Four fingers and one thumb. I'll get sevens on this. There's my hand. Four aces.
Sorry, Seacombe, I've got five. There. Sevens, please.
Well, that cleared me out. Well, here's my IOU for 3 pence. Thank you for everything. Good night.
Sacre bleu. You said he had money.
Steady, dear Moriarty. Look what he's written his IOU on.
Sapristi Bompetto. A treasure map?
Yes. This is the map of André Chalot's mine. So...
Half for you, half for me. Now we can't twist each other, eh, partner?
But wait. As soon as we reach America, we must make for the lost gold mine.
Hmm?
And then... Gold!
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 Yeah.
docked in New Orleans, I had not discovered the loss of the map, which I so foolishly had written the IOU on. Finally, I decided to discover the loss of the map. This I did by suddenly discovering that I had lost the map. Not only had I lost it, but it was gone. Absolutely gone. The card game, of course. Moriarty and the captain. I must follow them. Setting fire to my boot, I set off. Hot foot. Accompanied by that great Fred Indian Mouth organist, Max Gildray.
Moriarty and Captain Hercules Grit piped in, led Neddy Seagoon to the deserted mining village of San Ferian, deep in the heart of Arizona desert. There he sought shelter for the night and himself.
Anybody in? Service! Service for a weary traveler! A weary traveler who has come many miles across the ocean, tired and worn. Is there no one who will answer the bell to this tired and weary traveler?
I'm coming, buddy.
Right glad am I to hear the sound of a human voice.
I'm coming, buddy. Oh, dear. You, Harry Seagull.
Yes.
I'm here, buddy.
About time, too, buddy.
You must have patience, buddy.
But patience? I've been ringing for 3 days.
I know. It's been keeping me awake at night. Oh, dear. Now, what do you want, buddy?
A bed for the night.
Oh, dear.
Are you full up?
Yes. I've just had my dinner. I'll see if I can get a bed for you. Just wait here, buddy. Room for one, buddy. Well, dear. I'll get the boy to carry your bags. Boy. Come on, Libby, you're here to the right. Henry, boy.
I'm coming, Missy.
Come on, boy. The man wants his bags taken. Come on now.
Now, Sam, where are your bags?
I haven't got any.
Off you go, buddy. Goodbye, buddy.
Goodbye.
That night, in the dusty bedroom, Neddy Seagoon sat brooding.
I say, you midget, can't you stop that naughty chicken noise?
Who are you, sir?
Bloodnock's the name. Major Dennis Bloodnock. I'm prospecting for gold.
Oh, are you a miner?
No, I'm 62. Oh, I see. Miner, yes. Yes, why?
Well, I'm a bit of a miner.
Really? For the moment, I thought you were Fred.
Who's Fred?
He's the fellow who said Latin was a dead language.
No, I'm not him. I'm Ned Seagoon. Thank you. I'm going to look for the lost gold mine of Shulot.
Oh, you poor blind fool. There's no such place. It's all a fable. Only an idiot would believe in it.
I have a map of its location.
I've always believed in the lost gold mine. Always. Now, where's the map?
I haven't got it.
There's no such place, I tell you. It's a fable. Only an idiot would believe in it.
I know where the map is, buddy.
I've always believed in it, buddy. Always. Who's got the map?
Two crooks. Count Moriarty and Captain Gritpipe Finn.
Oh, blow, holy, hello, ho.
You know them?
Know them? Was one called Count Moriarty?
Yes.
And the other Captain Gritpipe Finn?
Yes.
Great cronglers of steaming thund. They went through this town just 3 hours ago.
What? If we hurry, we can catch them up. Come on!
Either that man's a snob or he's a foreigner.
Now, Bloodnock, is Count Moriarty buried up to his neck in the sand?
Help me! Please help!
So, we meet again. Face to foot.
That swine Gritpipe Finn, he tied me up, clapped me in chains, buried me up to my neck in the sand when I wasn't looking.
I'm going to leave you to die.
No, Seagoon. The man might be attacked by soaking wet elephants.
What? The nearest elephants are across the Atlantic.
How do you think they get soaking wet?
Very well, pull him out.
Oh, mercy. Now, I will make a deal with you.
Oh.
You see, I still have half the treasure map.
Let me see. He's telling the truth. Half the map and the half that matters. It's the last mile that leads to the gold mine. That means Gritpipe Finn can only get halfway.
Give me that map. There. Half each. Now we're partners.
Right. Now, which way did Gritpipe Finn go?
I will tell you if you each give me a portion of the map.
Oh. Very well. There.
And there's my bit.
Mercy. Now, that's what we'll do.
Take care. Let me cut it.
I must...
So that listeners are not confused by the number of map portions now in existence, here's an exact tally of the present distribution. Captain Hercules Gritpipe Finn, 1/2. Major Bloodnock, 1/4, less 1/8, given to Count Moriarty. Neddy Seagoon, 1/4, less 1/8, given to Moriarty. Moriarty, 1/4. Henry Crun, nil.
Meantime, 10 miles ahead in the blistering desert, Gritpipe Finn floods the weary desert and makes a discovery.
What a fool I am. This half of the map only leads me up to this point. Dash it. Lost in this desert and 500 miles from the nearest human being.
Pardon me, Captain Gritpipe Finn.
Yes?
Letter for you.
Now, let me see. Dear sir, please give the bearer of this letter a glass of water. Who wrote this?
I did. I'm thirsty.
Where do you come from?
Me? I'm Mad Dan Nichols, and I live in a lost gold mine of Shalott.
What? Wait. If you live there, How is it you've never taken the girl back to town and cashed in on it?
Well, I don't know my way back to the town. I only know my way from the mine to here.
Oh. Well, I have a map that leads from here to the town.
Oh.
I'm no fool. Here, if you give me a bit of the map, I'll show you the way to the mine.
Righty-ho, matey. Half each, eh? Partner?
Partner? Oh, partner, he says. This is fun. My partner.
Little does this poor goon know that the moment he shows me the gold mine, it's curtains for him.
Little does he know that I've already got some curtains.
Right. You won that one.
Yep.
Lead on, partner.
Oh, partner. Here, you tell me, this is funny. Do you come here often?
Only during the eclipse of the sun.
Oh, good, good. And how's your old dad?
He hasn't written since he died.
Oh, I hope he's ill.
Meantime, from the compost heap of a wealthy Hittite dustman, we hear the sound of Ray Ellington and his quartet of four.
Here's something that I'd like to bring to you. Wrapped all in cellophane, designed for you. Tell you what it's all about. It is without a doubt. Swing in the lady style. Service with a smile. If you want, just sing and shout. Catch your kicks and gad about. I'm an errand boy for rhythm. Send for me. Place your bets and follow through. I'll deliver straight to you. I'm an errand boy for rhythm. Send for me. You can always find me down in Smoky Joe's. That's the place where every gal and gator goes. If you want variety, just step in and call for me. I'm an errand boy for rhythm. Send for me. Just step in and call for me. I'm an errand boy for rhythm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm an errand boy for rhythm. Send for me.
Say, Seagun, any signs of Captain Grithyte thing yet?
No.
Oh, then leave me, lads. I'm done for.
Oh, no.
Just leave me here to die in peace with me home perm kit and one copy of the dreadful disclosures of Maria Monk.
Very well, Budnock. If you die, I'll leave you this shovel to bury yourself with.
Thank you.
Come on, Moriarty. This is a grim business. Exits left wearily.
Oh, there they go. Leaving old Bloodnock to die in the desert. I don't want to die. I'm too old for that. Still, here I am alone in the desert. Alone, save for the sand, the cactus, and that red Indian who insists on playing the blasted violin.
Ye chief warriguts. We only play music to heighten effect. In all Hollywood Western film, music always play in background. Me like, now me always carry violin in case.
Wait, this Indian goon might save the day. If you carry me on back and catch up with my friends, me give you a bit of treasure map.
Hold on. Hold on.
There.
Oh! Get them up on back.
Right. Oh, these feathers. Oh.
Now me got piece of treasure map. From now on, me in story. Me got them speaking part.
Get up there.
present map holdings. Captain Gritpipe Finn, 1/4. Mad Dan Eccles, 1/4. Count Boriarty, 1/4. Neddy Seagoon, 1/8. Major Bloodnock, 1/16. Chief Worryguts, 1/16. Henry Crun, nil.
50 miles further on, Moriarty and I made a discovery.
Christy Bumpet, look! At this juncture, Gritpipe Finn's footsteps are joined by another set. Gad, he's grown another pair of legs. Or he's met somebody else.
That is a second possibility.
Yes. See, they move around the cactus bush 6 paces.
That's right.
Then forward 10 paces over here.
Yes.
And in a straight line 20 paces. What can they have been doing?
The foxtrot.
Horses, they're too fast for us.
Yes, our only chance would be the quick step.
I'm sorry, I can only tango.
Chris, is there no one who can help us?
I heard you come, me. Springs from behind cactus bush, pauses for audience applause, not a sausage. Moves left.
Speak, little stringy wreck. Who are you?
I am Junior Desert Ranger Bluebottle. Gives secret sign, known only to East Acton Boys Club. White nose on handkerchief made from tail of dad's shirt.
Tell us, little heavily pimpled ranger, have you seen a naval man pass this way?
Yay. Notice long dramatic pause before giving answer.
Listen, do you know anything about the lost gold mine?
Yes.
What?
It's lost. And made a little jackie. Pauses for audience applause, not a sausage again. But I don't care, Paul.
A friendly little nut. Could you lead us to the seafaring man?
Yes, but at a price. I want to have portions of the map.
Very well, here's a bit of mine.
And here is a bit of mine.
Oh, yoo-hoo. I am drunk with the power of the map portions. These will guarantee me untold riches, even wealth. I shall have my own toothbrush. My own tooth. And a ball-pointed pen with a real pointed ball. Retains decorum. Okay, follow me. Spits like cowboy, but dribbles down shirt.
Listen, Eccles.
Yep.
We've been walking for days. How much further is it?
Oh, a mile, two, three. All depends on the distance, you know.
What have you stopped for?
Well, I think I'll have a swim in my old marble swimming pool. Jeeves?
Poor fool, the heat's got him.
You cold, sir?
Yep, just hold my clothes.
Right.
Up!
No. Ah!
Ooh, he shot himself. Hey, you dead? You with the big hole in your nut, you dead? Oh.
Hands up, Madden Eccles.
Oh.
Stand up.
Yep.
We have caught up with you at last. Do not move. These guns are real cardboard. Now, my captain, question him. I will keep you covered. Hides behind daddy big rocking face of trouble.
Mad Dan, where's the lost gold mine of Shalott?
Behind that big pile of rocks.
Oh, heavens, we'll never be able to shift that lot.
Do not fear, my captain. I have here 3 sticks of highly explosive dynamite.
Right. Insert them under the rocks.
I shall do it, I shall. This is a good game. I like this game.
It is a good game.
Can I play with you tomorrow?
Yeah.
I only live across the street.
Oh, so do I.
What school do you go to?
You got a sister?
I got a pet rabbit in my garden. I like it.
Don't waste time, you fool!
No,
work with the dynamite!
Listeners may be wondering what has become of Count Moriarty. The truth is, he was suddenly attacked by a soaking wet elephant.
Have you got the dynamite in place?
Yes, it is all in place now.
Right, Eccles, press the plunger.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute, I'll get it. You
dead on you, my dead a blacksmith. Aye. Exits left with shattered bonds, crepe hair and loose feet.
In a flash, I was inside the lost gold mine of Shalott.
Oh, well. Is this really the lost gold mine of Shalott?
Uh-huh.
But there's no gold.
Well, that's Shalott.
Oh, no! Get back!
The Goon Show, recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Remington Quartet and Max Gildray. The orchestra was conducted by Wallace Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Beansley, the program produced by Peter Eaton.